Welcome back to the Fanatics here on 1460 KXNO. Coming to you live from El Bait Shop, another Thirsty Thursday. Some specials on tonight with Madhouse. They've got a couple of sours that Bruno is trying to feature tonight. We've talked a lot about the Iowa Energy this past week, and that'll continue here for the rest of the hour. Matt Woodley going to join us, former coach of the Iowa Energy, here in about 10, 15 minutes. But in that time between now and then, a really cool event that you can take part in with the Iowa Energy and help out not just a local program, but really a big problem that doesn't get addressed a lot. First of all, Kyle Davey from the Iowa Energy joining us. Kyle, thanks for coming in, man.
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it. And Ed Arnold, who you might not know from Des Moines sports, but you would know if you're familiar with Rotary in Des Moines. Ed, thanks for coming in.
Right. Thank you, Ross. I'm with the Des Moines Rotary Club of Northwest Des Moines, one of the 13 Rotary clubs in the Des Moines area.
There are 13 in Des Moines.
Yeah, in the Des Moines
Explain
area.
Explain what Rotary is for folks that don't know.
Rotary is a service organization that has about 1,200,000 members around the world in 200 and some countries. There's 34,000 clubs, and we're a service organization that just provides assistance to, well, we do educational programs, we do clean water programs, peace and justice programs, wellness programs for mothers and children, and fighting disease. The number one goal of Rotary is to eradicate polio worldwide.
Wow.
So we're getting close to doing that. That's what we're going to talk about a little bit tonight.
I would assume you guys do have your focus in a lot of different areas, but that's the number one focus of Rotary. I didn't even know that.
That is correct.
That's fantastic. And a lot of people will hear that and they'll think that polio has been eradicated. Explain to us where we are in that fight.
Well, it's been eradicated since 1988 when we first started this program. It was prevalent in about 138 countries. United States eliminated polio in about 1978. But since then, we've eradicated polio in all but three countries.
Wow.
Nigeria, Afghanistan, and Pakistan. And as you can imagine, the remoteness of some of those areas, it's pretty difficult.
Yeah.
We had it eradicated, we thought, in Nigeria. We went 2 years without a new case of polio. And then in August of 2016, they imported a case from Afghanistan.
Oh.
And that's the reason it's really important to eliminate the virus completely is because in today's transportation world, the virus can be transmitted and travels quite a ways quite easily.
Yeah.
And so it's important. Once the virus is eliminated completely, it'll be gone forever. So it's important to get it done, and Nigeria kind of proved that to us.
Kyle, I'm 38. You're a little bit younger than me. What are you, 25, 26?
27.
Okay, you look like you're 22. This has to be a strange jump for you guys at the Iowa Energy, because for the most part, the guys down there are around your age.
Yeah.
What was your knowledge of polio before you joined the Iowa Energy and heard about this event?
You know, to be honest, not too much.
Yeah.
But I feel like this is my third year now working with Ed on this cause, 9 years overall with the team. And I know a heck of a lot more now than I ever did.
You, and again, like with the Rotary, having focused on a couple of different places, going down to the energy office before the season is absolute chaos. You guys are working on it with it seems like hundreds, and it maybe even seems like thousands to you. It's obviously several dozen different organizations and groups that you can help promote or bring into the fold with different energy games. How did that jump get made from a mid-20s group of guys and Ed Arnold with the Rotary Club? Where was that connection made?
Yeah, well, I mean, first and foremost, we're more than just a basketball organization. One of our primary goals, especially on the business side and the community side, is being involved as closely as we can with organizations across Central Iowa, across Iowa, regardless of what their end goal is. And I think it was about 9 years ago that one of our employees, Pat Kelly, was at a chamber function, and was doing a little networking and met Ed and struck up a conversation about the energy. We were new to town, relatively. We'd only been around for a couple of years. And Ed, being a longtime Rotarian, talking about their efforts, and really started the collaboration process of how can we use the Iowa Energy as a vehicle to help Rotarians in their cause of eradicating polio. And kind of spitballed back and forth and came up with this big event now that we've done the last 9 years and kind of turned into one of, honestly, one of my favorite causes that we work for. So
Yeah, this is really cool, and I'm glad that you were able to hook up with these guys.
Well, absolutely. When I met Pat, Pat took this thing back to Chris Macris, in the general manager, yeah. And I don't know what Chris's experience has been with polio, but they just jumped all over it. And this has just been you mentioned the chaos in the early part of the season. From a Rotary standpoint, we kind of think this is the only thing that they do.
I mean, That's really good. That's high praise.
They give you that impression that this is the most important thing in the world to them, and it really is. They've just been they provided a vehicle for us to really raise a lot of money. We're going to raise, this year will be over $95,000, and we'll have eradicated polio. We provide vaccinations for over 175,000 children.
Man.
By the time Saturday night's over.
So before we pat him on the back more for treating you so special, because I will tell you that raises my eyebrows, because it's frantic what they're going through at that time. So the fact that they're able to give you that focus is awesome. Let's tell people how they can help out with this. So it's $16 tickets for the Energy Game. When is this coming up? It's this Saturday?
This Saturday. Actually, January 28th, this Saturday, 7 o'clock. At this point in time, the biggest way that folks can come help out is get a ticket to the Energy Game. Come join us. We've got a lot planned this evening. We've got a $2 beer night, which is a good sell.
Always a big hit, right?
Can't complain about that. it's also our Memphis night. We've got their mascot Grizz and their dunk team Kings of the Court coming out. We're on a 3-game win streak. We just signed Wes Washpin, former UNI standout.
Yep.
A lot of reasons to come out, but at the game, Rotary will be heavily involved and heavily featured, collecting donations at the game, all going towards polio eradication.
But I think half of every ticket sale goes to...
We've been doing pre-game or pre-sales.
The
Rotary clubs across Central Iowa have been selling tickets for this. From every ticket sold, 50% of it has gone back for polio eradication. So we're kind of wrapping that up right now. But in-game, we're going to be doing a lot of fundraising.
Very cool.
And one of the brand new things we're doing this year is in honor of our Memphis theme night, we are collaborating with Rotary clubs to do a barbecue cook-off competition.
Oh, nice!
Yeah, we're really excited about it. We've never done anything like it before, and what's happening is we've got about 7 or 8 different clubs across Central Iowa that are putting together their best barbecue pulled pork recipe. They're cooking about 60 pounds per club. They're bringing it out to the arena, setting up shop on the concourse, and we are going to have all these tables set up for taste testing opportunities. So fans can literally come to the arena, free will donations, all going back to polio eradication, taste the various pulled pork samples, and then vote for their favorite. So you get some great barbecue, and donations going to a great cause.
I don't think you could oversell. I've been involved with some charities. I used to help out with Optimus.
Oh, sure.
Right? When you get this group of guys together, this is, first of all, a very affluent group of guys, and they're competitors.
Yes.
And by the way, they've usually got really good taste.
Yes.
So I have a feeling the barbecue contest could be the most undersold part of this, Ed.
Well, not to throw down the challenge, but when I presented this to the other clubs, I informed them that they would be playing for second place.
That's the way to do it.
But we're just really excited and hopeful that the thing turns out. A free will donation of $5 will vaccinate somewhere between 8 and 10 kids. That's the bottom line.
Now, wait a minute. $5 helps vaccinate 8 to 12 kids?
8 to 10, yes. Yeah, it's very cheap. I mean, it's really amazing. And it's the power of numbers. I mean, we have, since 1988, Rotary and our partners, WHO, the UNICEF, Bill and Melinda the Gates Foundation, and the U.S. Centers for Disease Control, it's a public-private partnership. We've vaccinated over 2.5 billion children
That's
worldwide.
That's amazing.
And it's...
Wow.
For instance, in Nigeria, what I was saying, when they imported that case in 2016, and actually we thought we had polio virus pretty well licked in 2012, and then Somalia came up with some imports from Afghanistan. Yeah. The DNA traced it all back to Afghanistan, to Somalia, Sudan, Syria. And we had about double the number of cases we had the year before. But it's a power. When that first happened, then they immediately vaccinated 40 million children in the next month in those areas. It's just a tremendous effort. And when you think about it, you've got over 20 million volunteers since 1988 have made those 2.5 billion vaccinations. So that's, you know, when you look at it that way, it's one person over the last 30 years is responsible for about 800 vaccinations.
Incredible when you break it down like that, Ed.
And then when we think about here, we can sit here and go to a basketball game and enjoy some camaraderie and whatever, and for $5 you can be responsible for vaccinating eight or ten children.
That's amazing.
And
this
get
Saturday
a bunch
night.
Of good barbecue.
Yeah, get good barbecue and watch some good basketball.
And the basketball. The basketball, in spite of the record, the basketball is good. I mean, if you want to compare it.
I think we're going to be talking about the record here in a few minutes. It's your head.
But, you know, you look at basketball, it's a very competitive game, and one or two free throws or one or two things happen during the game, and you win or lose.
It'll be a good contest. We're on a three-game win streak. We're playing a brand-new expansion team this year, Northern Arizona Suns, affiliated with the Phoenix Suns.
Just to wrap this thing up. Yeah. Northern Arizona Suns, great fit for them because they're so close to Phoenix.
Yep.
The news this week is awesome news that you guys are moving into a partnership with Minnesota. Kyle, stay in touch, man. Anything we can do to help you guys promote stuff. Ed, same with you. If you guys are doing anything, this is an awesome organization, and I would love to just be able to inform our listeners from time to time when they can help out.
We got bike rides coming up, and we got Mayor's bike ride coming up after this. But we're going to talk about
like
Iowa Energy and Polio Plus tonight.
Yeah, it seems like you got an in with Mr. Downs over there.
Keep that up.
We were happy to help you guys out. Ed Arnold from the Northwest Des Moines Rotary Club and Kyle from the Iowa Energy. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Russ.
Matt Woodley, our buddy from the Iowa Energy, former coach of the Energy. He's been on this program many times, old friend of mine. We're going to chat with him about hoops coming up next here on 1460 KXNO.